Track 13.
9.2. Exercise 5.
In the studio with me today is Don Cooper, who has been very successful in producing commercials for television. Don, what is the most important thing to get right in this type of advertising?
Well, I've made at least 30 commercials for television over the last few years, so I reckon I know pretty much what the magic ingredients are. I used to think that the setting was all important, but I've come to realise that you can have the most exotic location in the world and a truly fantastic storyline, but your commercial will not succeed if you ignore the people factor. It takes time and effort to select the perfect individuals to play your characters. But by getting this right, you'll draw your target audience in, make them relate to what's on the screen, and, hopefully, persuade them that they want a piece of what they're seeing. It's as simple as that.
I see. And what advice would you give to anyone writing a script? What's crucial there?
The average TV commercial runs for just 30 seconds, so you haven't got long to get your message across. Don't opt for long, flowery sentences. Keep it short and punchy. Not only that, but remember that some people might not actually be watching the screen while the commercial is on. My golden rule is to mention the product itself in the audio, so that anyone who has wandered off to make coffee or check the kids' homework will still pick up on it.
Right. Now, your work is very creative, but is it difficult to keep coming up with new ways of promoting the same product?
That can become a challenge, yes. If a company likes what you're doing, as likely as not, you'll be asked to make more than one commercial for a product over time. So it seems to me that consistency is an important issue. If you use the same voiceover or a jingle that echoes the last one in some way, you start to strengthen the company's image. And if the viewer begins to recognise the brand through links like these, you're halfway there already. The drawback with all of this is that you may have to walk away from new business in order to concentrate on a small number of favourite clients.
And when you're ready to broadcast a commercial, how do you decide on where to show it and when?
Selecting the most appropriate time and place for your finished commercial is absolutely crucial. Having it go out at 3 in the morning will save you money, but in actual fact, there's little point in doing this if your core audience, however large or small, is fast asleep. The same holds true for where you choose to broadcast your ad. A bad match between product and station can only spell disaster, so avoid it at all costs.
Well, many thanks, Don. We'll be back to you with listeners' questions a bit later in the programme. In the meantime...